Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna
Welcome to the Church of Crazy Nation Radio. We hope you got your soul on tonight. And you prayed for the Almighty to save your soul, because that's the only motherfucker who is. I'm not going to do it. No other man can do it. And, you know, it sucks. But anyway, this is Crazy Nation Radio. And guess who this is? Your host, Ron Breck. Hey, let's keep partying on and we'll get to the bullshit. Rock on. Welcome to the Church of Wreck, brothers and sisters, and read your Bible, pages 1 to 1,000, and you might get the answer of what the Lord wants you to know tonight. Praise God for you all here. Oh, wait a minute, this is a Boston song. I'm sorry, wrong band.
Yeah.
There we go. Some good Boston. It's been a while. You know, good band back in the day. The guy, you know, the head guy of the band was a graduate of MIT, and he made his own sound, made his own boxes so he could stomp on shit. Anyway, I want to welcome everybody here, me, myself, bring it to the boys or whatever the, how the fuck they say that. Anyway, Gunslinger and my buddy Mike, the MF. P3 fucker, whatever. Damn it. Mike, you need to change that. You know, it's like the motherfucking prick number three. You know, you're number three. And I want to say hello to our good friend, George Sinzer, the asshole. I'm glad he showed up here too tonight. That's just in chat. Oh, I'm sorry. I just see his name. I thought, hey, you know, I'm just reading what, you know, teleprompter tells me to read. It's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to do nothing wrong, am I? But anyway, hi, everybody. I hope you had a great Sunday. I had one. Don't remember much of it, but I'm trying to get down to it. But I got a few things up here I want to play for you. You know, just I just love playing the shit for you. But I want to listen to a little bit of Levine for a minute. We're not probably going to go through the whole thing, but what the hell? Let's see what happens. This is what kind of bad shit he's going to tell us about.
Hello, America. I'm Mark Levin, and this is Life, Liberty, and Levin. You know, the great Rush Limbaugh was a dear friend of mine and a mentor. Once said to me, and I never forgot it, never underestimate the intelligence and knowledge of your audience. Never. Because one day it'll catch up with you. You are the smartest audience of any audience, TV, or anywhere else. And that's why you're here on a Sunday evening when you could be doing something else. And that's why when I talk to you as smart people. I don't talk down to you. I don't use bumper sticker labels. I talk about substantive things and have substantive guests. And tonight, especially. First, a little history lesson as I set the stage for a further point. The American Revolution, what's that have to do with anything? Everything. We would not have won the American Revolution without the help of the French, which paid dearly in treasury. As a matter of fact, they went broke after they helped us during the Revolutionary War. As pointed out by History.com, the French had recently been dealt a humiliating defeat in the Seven Years' War by the British and stripped them of their own North American empire, including Canada. But still, they were loath to declare war on Britain as an official American ally. King Louis the 16th permitted secret aid to America's cause beginning in May 1776. The two most powerful men at the court within the monarchy, they had a dispute over whether to commit to supporting America outright or not. But eventually they did. After we won the Battle of Saratoga in October 1777, one of our few victories, by the way, the French foreign minister, Charles Grevier, had decided that the French should enter the war 1 month earlier, after the fall of Philadelphia to the British control in September 1777. And that frightened him into thinking that the Patriots would give up without overt French aid. So starting in 1778, right to the end of the Revolutionary War, the French gave us support. 90% of all what I'll call bullets fired during the War of Independence were manufactured by the French. What turned out to be the final battle was the Battle of Yorktown. And the Franco-American forces that had been fighting together fought General Cornwallis, who was a brilliant general, an experienced general of the British. And the French fleet cut off the waters to a smaller British navy because the British thought that we would still be up in New York, given some of the tactics used by Washington to fool them. And the British Navy not only cut off the British ships, but pounded.
This is not a topic I'm really looking to. Listen, Levin, I don't get it. I get the history part. I understand what it is, and I know it. But, you know, but you said right up front, you never underestimate your audience to be smarter than you. Is that what he said? I might have to back that up to hear that again. I don't know. Never underestimate your audience. Oh. Okay, so the ones that don't listen to your show are dumb fuckers? I don't know. That just kind of got me fucking puzzled. But anyway, I'm going to flip this other clip, then I'm going to fucking get the phones on real quick, so get ready.
Good evening, and welcome to Tucker Carlson. Tonight has been a tough couple of years for the experts when it comes to big public policy questions, complicated adult stuff like war and disease and the economy, really the only things that matter. The assumption in Washington has for many years been that you should not worry about it. Don't sweat the details. That's not your role as a citizen and as a voter. We don't have that kind of democracy, the kind where you might actually participate. No, your job is to trust the experts and their conclusions and then obey them. But COVID kind of blew that up. If there's one thing we learned from that disaster, it's that public policy experts very often had no clue what they were talking about. Your hippie aunt in Mendocino County knew a lot more about how to beat a flu virus than your average virologist on CNN. Your aunt would tell you to go outside, get some exercise, some sunlight, some fresh air, stop eating junk food, turn off your computer once in a while, spend time with other people. Be healthy. That advice worked. The experts, by contrast, made you get the vaccine, and that did not work. So by March of 2021, people are starting to figure this out. Anyone who was paying attention in America understood that the experts, many of them, were full of it. And it was exactly at that moment that the Atlantic magazine in Washington published a piece pushing back against the growing consensus. That story was entitled, "Following Your Gut Isn't the Right Way to Go." It's hard to think of a funnier headline, really, mostly because it's so spectacularly absurd. You should always trust your gut. Obviously, it is the one thing that will never betray you. But the Atlantic magazine wanted you to know that your natural instincts are, in fact, worthless. The experts had a rough year, the magazine conceded, but we still have to trust them. Actually, we don't have to trust them. And on big questions of public policy, we absolutely should not trust them. It's a democracy. But Washington is continuing to demand that we do trust them. Why? There may be a reason. Maybe COVID isn't the only big project they have in mind for us, a project the experts will justify on MSNBC. And indeed, it's not. There is the climate change agenda. And the climate change agenda is the single most ambitious effort to remake human civilization in all recorded history. And it's coming. In fact, it's already in progress. The only reason that millions and millions of Americans aren't protesting in the streets tonight over this effort to completely overturn their lives is that on some level, many people still do trust the experts, at least on climate change. But should they? We were pondering that this morning when we saw that the world's most famous climate change expert, Greta Thunberg of Sweden, just deleted a tweet she wrote in June of 2018. Here it is, quote, "A top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years." Scientist, of course, was a Harvard professor, so obviously that prediction was going to be correct. But here we are still driving our Silverados and still alive, and some of us are still happy. So it does make you wonder if Greta Thunberg, the greatly revered Greta Thunberg, a perennial finalist for the Nobel Peace Prize, could have gotten that so wrong. What else have the climate experts gotten wrong, and how long have they been getting it wrong? Well, fortunately, the Competitive Enterprise Institute has done the research on this, and it turns out these people have been very wrong for a very long time. 1969, the New York Times was printing climate hysteria from an expert called Paul Ehrlich, quote, "We must realize that unless we are extremely lucky, everybody will disappear in a cloud of blue steam in 20 years. It was.
All right. Well, Tucker, Bucker, Carlson. That's all I can handle that silly shit. I don't care. Yeah, I walked in a fucking room, and my fucking ears deal. I walked in a room. I was in a different environment. I had made 10 selections of what I was going to be that minute, second, okay? Second of a minute. You know, I had the climate change my gender, the color of my fucking eyes, the length of my cock, and the deepness of my pussy. That's what climate change has done to me today. And I'm a proud survivor. And if you look on the description, you can see there is a link for PayPal and GoFundMe and all the other type of fucking, you know, freeloading fucking bullshit you can get that fucks up the people that actually need it, you know. So anyway, that's my opinion on that. You know, anyway, hey, like I said, I'm ripped like a tater chip. So all right, let me crank on these phones. Oh, I'm fine. Maybe. I don't know. Fuck, you know I'm not fucking right. You all can all know it. Don't argue with me. Don't tell me I'm okay. It's not right. What's up, fellas? Welcome to the shoe. Very, very big shoe here, as long as BTR allows me on the air until they shut me the fuck off. But hey, the market's fucking up. Money's flipping around, but the market's doing good. Banks are fucking up, but the market's doing good. How the fuck did the market gain all of a sudden? Isn't that funny? Ain't that fucking pretty fucking funny? Yeah, cure down syndrome. That's it. I'll take that one, Rob. Who's that? Or whoever. See, we don't know which one you are. This one's Rob, apparently. It's supposed to be Rob. All right, Rob. And look, if I start calling you Rob and you're Suzette, don't think I'm trying to sexually discriminate you, okay? You have that right to be Rob, or you have that right to be Suzette, whichever you want to be. Just knock your fucking self out, you know? You have 80 fucking two gen or 72 different genders. You do it if you want, you know? You know, you want to piss in the girl's bathroom, you want to piss out in the yard, fuck it, don't matter no more. Do whatever you want, you know? Like that song, Too Many Colors in a Homo Rainbow, Let Your Spirit Shine, you know? That. And the name of the band was Ween, W-E-E-N. There's an actual band that wrote that song. It was on South Park. I mean, it was funnier than hell. Most perfect. Too Many Colors in a Homo Rainbow. Yeah, Let Your Spirit Shine. Okay, damn, I know this song. Oh, my God, I know this song. Do you hear that? Oh, my God. Jesus. Don't know what to do with myself. What am I today? I need to write that song. Who am I? What number do I apply? Why do they say they don't hold up on it before I die? You know, it makes me just want to sit and cry. Why? Does the government fuck me so high? You know? Who am I? Yeah, I'm a right that motherfucker. Yep. Yeah, I'll let the government decide. You know, just, God damn. Yeah. Wow. It's pretty well, that's the way they're wanting to do it. I mean, climate change. They're saying the stock market fucked up because of climate change. The bank's climate change. You know? God. And then they're wanting to lock up Trump. They're wanting to fucking lock him up.
Yes, they do.
Ain't that crazy?
Okay. All right, Rob, this is good. All right, I like this. Okay. If a girl can piss her name on the wall, I will call you sir. Should say sister. So I think. Say sorry, sister. Yeah, I'll call you sir. Sorry, sister. Yeah, well. Yeah, that's funny. But, yeah, man, fucking less hope ever. The poor motherfuckers in California. You know, what's that guy's name? He looks like a fucking movie star. He acts like a movie star, and he's gay as a fucker, ain't he? What's his name? The governor of California. George Senzer. Okay, yeah, I thought that was his name, yeah.
Yeah,
they call it gas. Yeah. It's a gas. It doesn't matter.
Gas.
Yeah.
The gas from the ass.
Like Red Fox said, wash your ass.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Ron?
Yeah, I hear you.
I hear you too.
Hey, we all hear you, man.
Well, the reason why I disappeared out the chat room is my internet is, I can call you. I just, my internet's kind of down right now.
Dragon.
Yeah, like it's a drag.
Yeah, I'm saying it's dragging. You got slow bandwidth. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not just me that's having a problem. It's all around my neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because they fucked up. Or they've been hacked.
Yep.
A lot of hacking going on nowadays. So. Yeah, just the hacking.
I don't have AT&T. Mine comes through the cable company.
Yeah, I guess
so,
that.
Yeah.
Well, that should be a better connection. What's the problem?
I don't know.
Have you called your service provider?
It just happened now. I mean, it just happened in the middle of a song, in fact. In the middle of your last song is when it happened.
Really?
So, yeah.
Boston's a pretty powerful band. They were pretty good in their day. They could have fucked
yeah.
up. Yeah. Rob, you need to call in. What does this mean? I go to Ants FME. What the fuck? Fuck me. Are you fucking fucked up?
Me?
What you guys? No, I'm talking about Rob. You looking in the chat room, or you can't? Are you in the chat room, or you're not in the chat room? He's saying all
me,
kinds.
Me, I'm
calling,
not.
He's talking all
I'm
kinds
not.
Of jibber jabber. It's a shame you're missing it.
Yeah, it's a shame I'm missing it. I can't fucking.
Man.
Yeah.
Looks like a fucking big not line of fault. Tongues in the chat room. I'm serious, man. Big line of tongues.
Damn.
If you're being smacked with fucking tongues from a fucking drill, you know what I mean? Tongues from a drill bit, he slapped around. The credits go ahead.
Then you're going to start speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Might as well. Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, skinny.
You know, or that'd change it all the fuck around. You know, not blow me away, takes me away, just fuck it all up. Just, you know.
Yes.
Talk to you. The only way you can talk is by singing lyrics. Ain't that a bitch? Wouldn't that be crazy? Yeah, sing a song lyric to talk to somebody. Yeah. Oh, my God. The dream world. The dream world. I don't want to be there at the dream world. But no, it's wild, man.
You want to know something? Well, you want to hear something stupid? We all know this. We always know that things are stupid, but... Here's a statement right here. Now, this is these ragheads. You know who the ragheads are. Okay. You know, the ones that wear the shit turd, the dog turd on top of their head. Okay.
Right.
And one of these local boards around here, you know, and one of these idiots are, hey, well, you know, I can't get my passport picture or my driver's license picture because of that rag that they wear on their head, right?
Right.
And this is a stupid statement that one of them came back with. You know, I got my driver's license when I was 15. They
right.
didn't let me wear a hat. They didn't let me wear a dog turd on my head. Nothing. I'm sure yours is the same way and everybody else's. They got the damn thing. But here it says here.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The picture on your driver's license.
Oh, yeah. What about it? Fuck, who cares? You can't wear no fucking hat.
I know that, but listen to the excuse that they got now. You may wear a hat or head covering, but you must submit a signed statement that verifies that the hat or head covering is part of a recognized traditional religious attire that is customarily or required to be worn continuously in public or a signed doctor's statement verifying the item is used for daily medical purposes.
Well, that doesn't mean that means you don't have to wear nothing. Or that means if you do wear something, you got to have all this shit?
Yeah.
If you're wearing a ball cap, you got to have this information by your fucking doctor and shit to wear a fucking baseball cap?
Yeah.
Or you get your driver's license on your driver's license picture? Who gives a fuck about your driver's license picture, first off? Shit, it's the idiotic bullshit I'm talking about. What the fuck's
the I'm saying just a statement by itself is stupid. Okay.
Exactly. Fucking beyond fucking stupid.
These people.
I mean, it's retarded.
Yeah. These people that wear these raghead shits, they think they're so fucking special. Well, I'm going, you know, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of the country. You know? Yes. But this is, can't be
wrong. Well, I want to show I'm special. I just pull my pants down and show my fucking schlong. That makes me special. God damn it.
No, that makes me special.
You know what I'm saying, man? But, fuck. That's fucking asinine and stupid as fuck.
That's amazing.
It's control, man. It's a control thing, man. You know?
It's control. It is. Yeah, it's control.
Yeah, that's all it is. I mean, I don't give a fuck motherfucker wears something on their head or not, but I want to see the whole picture on that fucking ID when I'm identifying their dead body. That's my argument. You know, you don't want to fuck a rag. Well, I can't tell if it's a motherfucker or not, you know? He's got this shit wrapped around his head across his face and fucking, you know, fish hooks in his eyelids and fuck all kinds of shit. I don't know who this motherfucker is. This ain't the picture I see on his license. You know? I don't care if his name's Mugu Guy Bar. Fuck that. You know?
Apparently, Ryan, they got it. Whatever happened, they got it fixed. So I'm back on the internet.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, I'm just saying. I don't know what they did, but I don't know what it was. But
it's normal. It's normal for an internet. It does that shit all the time, man.
Yep.
You know, just I mean, mine goes down too. It fucking drags, slows a motherfucker, and take forever to load a page, and it just happens. You know, there's shit fucks up or something. A fucking squirrel got in the line or something.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Something's
what it used to do is, Ron, is it late at night, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, they do that. That's when they would, particularly AT&T would do their maintenance. On their signal and stuff,
right?
And that's when the you know the internet would go down with particularly with AT&T,
right?
You know, so yeah.
Well, they've all had problems. We've lost signal completely, you know, because we're on one of those fucking devices. We don't have fucking cable internet here, you know. But
yeah.
It's you know. But just, like I said, sometimes it just sucks. Please, please. Hey, I want to catch this clip real quick. All right. I'm going to take a short look. This came out. This Levin again, but he's not talking about fucking French war and shit. Or anyway, let's scale this up just a minute. Let's see what the fuck he's talking about.
You know, the great Rush Limbaugh was a dear friend of mine and a mentor. Once said to me, and I never forgot it, never underestimate the intelligence and not
wrong clip. Sorry, folks.
New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg announced all the crimes he would not prosecute. The person elected as the top law enforcement official had a long list of laws he didn't respect enough to follow. He substituted his politics for the rule of law because that's what so-called progressive prosecutors do. And there was nary a word of dissent on the left. Felonies would be downgraded, serious cases dismissed or pled down, prison terms would rarely be solved. Alvin Bragg was a social engineer masquerading as a prosecutor. To some on the left, showing a photo ID to vote is anti-democratic, but apparently not a prosecutor who ignores the law. And yet, we have finally stumbled upon the one crime worth the full weight of Alvin Bragg's office. Forget about guns and robbery and acts of violence. What really gets his attention is paying someone to be quiet about sex. To be clear, Alvin Bragg will not prosecute people who pay for sex. That's one of the crimes he promised to ignore. To him, you can pay someone for sex in New York and get away with it. But God forbid you pay someone to be quiet about it afterwards. The demise of our country will be in direct proportion to how politicized our justice system remains. Our justice system should be where we go to escape politics, a place where both friend and foe are afforded fairness and due process, where nothing matters except the law and the facts. It takes no character or courage to be fair to your friends. The question is, can you be fair to your opponents? Alvin Bragg decided the law was no match for his politics. He didn't care what the law was when he took office. And when you ignore the law, you give license to others to ignore the facts. And when you ignore the law and the facts, you don't have a justice system. And if you don't have a justice system, you don't have a country. May justice be done though the heavens fall. That used to be the aspiration. Justice above all else. We were once a nation of laws and not merely men and women. Now we're a nation where politics reigns supreme. The end justifies the means. Use the system to reward friends and punish foes. If this persists, the greatest experiment in self-governance the world has ever known will surely fail. Joining us now is former Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo. Professor, the justice system should do the right thing the right way. So what are your thoughts on this process and the prosecutor in this case?
I think this is a seriously flawed prosecution. Look, no former president is above the law. The founders clearly contemplated that you could prosecute a former president if it was serious enough, and that's very serious enough. Here, you have an elected DA, an elected Democrat in New York City, prosecuting not just a former president, but an active candidate for the presidency in the next election. This is unprecedented, has never happened before in the history of our country. And for what? As you said, Trey, for allegedly paying off someone for sex. This is a prosecution that was so flawed that the federal prosecutors in New York City looked at it and they dropped it. They decided not to go forward. And so you have to ask, as you said, Trey, is this an example of politicized prosecution? I have strong doubts whether this will ever get to a jury. I have strong doubts whether this will actually ever lead to the conviction of President Trump. He could easily get off all these charges and be declared innocent.
You know, Professor, if this prosecutor had a reputation for being really tough on everything, and some prosecutors do, I mean, really tough on everything, then I'd say, you know, you're probably going to lose, but I understand it. This particular district attorney has a really long list, John, of what he will not prosecute. I mean, gun cases and resisting arrest and interfering with police officers. He's not interested in that. But paying someone for their silence is the highest and best use of his office?
Look, Trey, I think I agree with you that this is going to make the prosecution look utterly political. It's going to undermine faith in the justice system when you have a prosecutor who, as you say, is not prosecuting serious crimes in New York City and then is really, I think, twisting and stretching the law to try to reach out and prosecute former President Trump for something that happened 6-7 years ago, well outside what we call the statute of limitations generally, for something like this where the accusation is really not paying off for sex, but the actual claim is that President Trump and his company fiddled with the books. That's usually you have to bring those cases within 2 years, and it doesn't require any kind of jail time. It's usually a misdemeanor. So this guy, the prosecutor, is really, really, I think, going too far in trying to bring President Trump within the scope of the law and within the scope of a prosecution.
And you know, Professor, former President Trump may have legal exposure as it relates to the classified documents or the retention of government property or January 6th. I don't know because I don't know the facts. I just know this is weak as water. And you run the risk of jeopardizing our justice system when you play games with your political opponents. If you have a good case against him, go make it. But not over buying silence when you won't even prosecute prostitution in your own jurisdiction. I'll give you the last word.
Look, we have an important norm in our society of not going after our former presidents in the criminal justice system. And it's because we don't want them worrying about getting sued or prosecuted when they have to make some of the toughest, most difficult decisions in the country. So if you're going to go after a president, it's got to be for something really important. As you said, Trey, maybe January 6th. maybe even classified documents, though I'm dubious about that one. And we don't know the facts yet. That might be something important enough. But to bring a case like this is kind of ticky-tacky prosecution. You would never have brought a case like this when you were a federal prosecutor. We would never have brought a case like this from Maine Justice. This is just not important enough if you're going to break the norm that has held throughout our history of not pursuing our former presidents. It's too important for the public interest to allow our presidents to make the best decisions they can while they're in office and not have to worry about their legal exposure years later.
Professor John Yu, thank you for weighing in. It's a tenuous time for our justice system, which is something you and I have a lot of respect for, and we need to have respect for it. Thank you for joining us on a Sunday night.
There you go. Why not? You know, I mean, why would Stormy Daniels be bitching about it? Except for the money. She done got $125,000, but she wanted some more. Plain and simple. That's all there is to that bullshit, you know. And as far as I think this prosecutor is simply politics. It has nothing. One guy said it's way past the fucking, you know, the link that you can fucking prosecute this.
Yeah, Avenatti.
What?
Yeah, Michael Avenatti. That's what his name was.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm fucking stoned. I have a hard time calculating. I mean, I think it's between stoned and Alzheimer's and sometimers and every timer. Yeah. That's what I got. No, but yeah, it's asinine. I mean, it's, you know, why would you do that? Why would you want to prosecute this guy just for the fun of it, keep him from being president? That'd be more like tampering with a fucking candidate. You know what I mean? That'd be fucking with an election. Wouldn't you think? Kind of bullshit on this guy. They don't want Donald Trump in there. They're going to try everything they can to keep Donald Trump out of that motherfucking White House. That's the last motherfucker they want in there. They don't want him around there. Fuck no. He's nothing but trouble for them. And here, but look at what they're doing to us now, though. All this bad shit's happening. The economy's fucked up, fucks everything else up with it. You know what I mean? It all works on everything, even the goddamn climate. Can't you see it? The fucking climate experts say. I mean, fuck. They're fucking up the climate. They're the ones fucking it up. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying really the climate. They ain't fucking shit up. They're fucking retarded bullshit. It's just, I don't understand the Democratic Party. What is their fucking objective here? They want to fucking lock us down like we're in outer fucking space. You know, we all plug in the program. You know, everybody has to come equipped with a USB port. Fuck. What do you expect? Wow, man. You know, welcome to the fucking Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Now, that should be the national fucking anthem. You know what? That should be the national fucking anthem, that song, okay? You know, now I'm stepping into the Twilight Zone. It should be the fucking national anthem. Yeah, fuck. What do you say? The market's doing good, but the banks are fucking insolvent damn near? That's another one that gets me, you know? So somebody's got to be pumping money into that fucking stock market to keep it alive. You know, like that motherfucker is on fucking a respirator. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, they can make this shit up as they want as they go along. It's fucking crazy. And we saved the day, but did absolutely nothing. So, I mean, yeah, it's way out there, man. I don't know. I didn't look at Blue Chew. I was looking at...
Before you started the show, me and Gunn were talking, and...
Oh, God, don't do that. I might show.
What's going to come first? The collapse or the Civil War?
Well, the collapse will be first. That's what's going to cause the Civil War. That's how that'll play out. Once everybody's woke up, everybody. Okay, look, everybody. You can no longer have cash. You know, you can only the only thing you can have is strictly a microchip and that's it. And we get to see every financial transaction you ever make. That's the fact. There's no doubt about it, and that's what the, with that's what they're looking for. That's what, that's their objective goal, is to turn everything digital. And a lot of people say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist talking that shit. No, I'm not. It's happening. You know it. You see it. Look at it. I mean, you know the RFID chip, remember that shit they're going to inject you? That shit's just going to happen. Something like that is going to happen to you, according to these fucking people, you know? But they got this problem, this Constitution thing that's still getting their way. And I don't know why, because they didn't wipe their ass with it in the first place. So you might as well just go on and fucking keep fucking people out of everything. Why not? You got fucking borders wide fucking open. Why? Who cares? Who gives a fuck about this place? They don't. They don't care. So whatever happens, happens to us. You know? They're going to do it, whether we like it or not. And like as far as, like I said, Donald Trump getting in office next time, it has to be a miracle from God. They're going to come up with some fucking reason. I promise you. They're trying now. I mean, why is that prosecutor? Why is that prosecutor doing this, man? I mean, it's a bullshit thing, you know. It had nothing to do with the state of New York. I don't know, man. It's what we're living with now, but the economy is so fucked up, and it, you know, you can't tell me somebody's not pumping some money into that market, you know, to keep it floating, because it just don't make no sense. Everything else is going fucking out of fucking going insane crazy. But the market's doing better. you don't know what to believe. You just don't. I don't know what to believe myself personally. You just don't know. I mean, you can look at all the fucking numbers, but they change so rapidly. You don't know what's going on. You got to watch the wave of it. You know, you got to watch the wave of the numbers, how they do up and down. Plain and simple, real easy. You know, so I mean, it's one of them things. Anyway. Let's roll through. Let me get out of here. I'm sorry. This clip has got me screwed up a little bit. But anyway, it's crazy. I mean, look at the cost of everything. Living in California, Rob Suzette, I believe, the price in California compared to living in like Arizona, what is your difference? What do you think? Oh, okay. You woke up in 2008. You can't fall asleep just because someone decided to walk off the ship and rip chains off his neck and wanted me to call him sir. I don't think so. What are you talking about, guys?
Talk about 2008.
Yeah, when the market collapsed then?
No. When the fellow
crash,
became president.
Crash, the what?
When Obama became president.
Oh yeah, well shit
when
started
Obama
going south. Well, look how
and, I mean,
you know. I said it to you before Obama was elected. Watch the price of fuel. Watch what happens as soon as he's elected. As soon as he's elected, man, shit went straight up. So
you know everything else too.
Why would you do that? Really? You know what I'm thinking, Rob? Why would you actually do that? What is the point?
Control. Control.
I know it's control, but I'm saying, but they can't. They don't come
the
up.
White man down.
Well,
beat
fuck
the white
man.
Down
fuck
all these
everybody.
Years of slavery.
I'm not into color thing. Don't give a shit. We're all fucked together.
I know that.
Yeah, we can no longer think of race. That's not the issue. It never was in the first place. They made that shit up too. That's some more bullshit.
I know, man.
Mr. John Smith, hey, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, guys.
I hope he does. I hope Donald Trump. Donald Trump, I hope he wins it. No doubt about it. I hope, sure the fucking hope we're getting in the other selection. I mean, what you're talking, Ron DeSantis is going, maybe he might be in the cards to go into this shit and all that too, you know. So that'd be, I don't know. DeSantis.
In Florida.
He what?
He just stay in Florida. He's doing a great job in Florida. Just keep that shit going.
He actually is.
I know.
The governor of California, I think, man, he had to run for president. I think he should run.
Yes, I know.
I do. That would be the fucking man to be president. I swear to God. You know, he'd bring old Nancy back. Exactly. He's sexy. Ain't he just so fucking fine-looking motherfucker? You know, he put a dress on. I swear he's broad. Fuck yeah.
Him and his damn skinny jeans.
Isn't he gay? He is gay, isn't he? Ain't he a gay motherfucker? He's a full-blown gay. Okay, well, that's cool, too, if that's what he wants to be. I don't care about that either. But, you know, he looks like a Johnny-come-fucking-lately too much to me, man. He's fucking whacked out. You know?
But he's such a schmuck.
Yeah.
After what we're really paying for it with, we've gotten lots of rain right now. We're doing well with the water levels going up. And he's opened up the gates and letting it go out. And we've had something where when Trump came in here and talked about our water supply and how to, you know, regulate it, that the feds would open up pumps, and he said he'd open up the pumps for the state. And then as soon as President Trump's out, he shuts everything off, cuts us all off and everything. And it's like, oh, that fucker, man. I mean, we wouldn't have to worry about no drought for a long time if you just hold this water.
Well, that makes no sense either, does it?
No.
These things are going on. So this don't make no sense. Nothing will. You know, it just don't make sense. So, you know. I think I pissed off that caller. Well, not caller, but person in the chat room. He didn't stick around.
There's someone else in there?
I mentioned about Trump not winning. He said Trump will win. Yeah, I'm sure he will. I hope he does. Like I said, man, I hope he does win. Somebody with common sense, just like he said, even Trump himself says, it's just common sense. You know, right and wrong. You know what I mean? They come off the wall with the most weirdest shit ever fucking known to man. Why would you do something stupid? What are you thinking? You know, like opening the fucking borders. Why would you do that? Why? What are you getting by this? You know, bring me your rich, your sick and poor. Well, motherfucker, we're already rich, sick and poor. We're all the fucking same thing. You know, whatever the fuck it says. You know, but my point is, you know, 1,000 of them the other day. How many thousands of more have came through here? They're even talking about Chinese motherfuckers coming through this motherfucker too. So, you know, I practically think the government's being ran by some retards. Mm-hmm. I mean, doesn't it seem like it? I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I am fucking high. But I, you know, wow.
Well, we knew that, Ron.
What? That I'm high?
We knew you're high, you know.
Well, I'm high on life. I just love the world and yada, yada, yada. Fuck.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, this.
I'm stoned every day. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about it. I smoke marijuana, and I like it.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing better than the large herb. The large herb. Let me tell you, son, the large herb is very good for you. You know? So, but, you know, yawning. Who the fuck's yawning? Fuck, like tomorrow's Monday, man.
That would be me. I'm sorry.
You should have slept all day. You should have slept all day. It's a day off. You know? I'd like to sleep all day, but they won't let me. They keep praying to me all day long. Won't shut the fuck up. Yeah, man. Yeah.
The polling says that he's up 20 double digits on DeSantis. And look, DeSantis is term limited out. This is his second term, and he has no other place to go, because, you know, he can't go up to the Senate because they got Rick Scott and the other guy in the Senate. So he has no place to go. This is the only, him running for president is the only place he can go. Now, he's not going to win, and he's going to lose his own state, you know, to Trump in the primary. But I can't fault him for the logic. I know,
I ain't got no place else to go but to the presidency. And I'm a hot commodity right now because of all the stuff I've done in Florida, you know. So, you know, I just don't see him beating Trump in the primary. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't I don't think it matters who they put up, because I think they're going to get stomped. And it's not going to matter if they try and cheat again, because so many people are going to switch sides. I mean, I've heard the whole thing about the if that 20% of the people who actually voted for him voted for the dementia man, poopy pants or whatever you want to call him, you know, and known about Hunter's laptop, they wouldn't have voted for him, you know. Now it's out there, but they suppressed it, so you know, it is what it is with that.
Well, there's another one in your state, actually Louisiana, I just read earlier that he's switching from being a lifelong Democrat to the Republican now. They're switching. They're leaving. They're jumping a sinking ship. And that's exactly what the Democratic Party is.
That's going to give the Republicans here in the state a supermajority, which means they can bring back up constitutional carry.
What I say to say, constitutional carry. Yep.
Which he vetoed. They can bring it back up, voted in. He vetoes it again, they can override his veto.
Yep.
Good for this guy. Like you said, these people that are in the state Democrat Party, they can see what's happening. They can see that the Democrats are going down in a ball of flames, and they want nothing to do with it. You know, I expect to hear a lot more people do what this guy just did.
Right.
You know, they don't want anything to do with the right, the more so-called conservative Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats that aren't commies, the Democrats that aren't bought off by the Chi-Coms, you know, they don't want anything to do with the corruption that's running rampant throughout their party, you know, throughout
right.
the Democrat Party. It's not just some of the corruption on the Republican side. See the fucking turtle over there from Kentucky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's as corrupt as the day is long, Mitch McConnell. But
yeah.
it's more obvious on the Democrat side, the fucking corruption, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's the guy, the old bank robber said when they asked him, why do you rob banks, Willie Horton, or whatever his name was? That's where the money is. Well, why do you go to Washington? That's where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
The under table money. There's no legal money up there.
Like I said before about that, you know, I said the best place to fucking do a scam is in D.C. You never hear about anything going on in D.C. You never hear nothing going on there, man. It's a totally different country any fucking way. Do you know that? District of Columbia isn't what you think it is. It isn't a fucking state. So, you know, they can do whatever fuck they want. It doesn't matter. They just play along like the rest of the United States. That's all it is. But
what gets me in the world we live in, why do people do wrong things? Why do we do wrong things? And know we're doing it and it's wrong. You know what I mean? These people got to know what to do that's not right. You guys understand what I'm saying? What the sin?
Yes.
Why don't you know? Why don't you fucking do it fucking right in the first place? Why do you want to fuck it up for everybody else? Make shit more harder. When your whole point is you need to prosper. You need to do better for everything, not be fucking worse against yourself. That's the difference. And people don't get it. You know, somebody want to fucking they want to keep fucking each other up for, man.
It's very simple. What I told Mike long ago. They're like a rabid dog. There is no cure for rabies.
Right,
they just
right,
keep on
know?
Being sick in the head. They're sick in the head. That's what rabies do. Well, I know they make the animal sick in the head. Well,
yeah,
these people have been bitten a long time ago, and they got rabies.
But they're affecting other people. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
they're,
you
they're
bite them, yeah.
So that would make technically us the victims. You
that's
know what
right.
I'm saying? They say it's
what
right. They make the law to make it right, and it's fucking really wrong, and we are the fucking victims. That's why I see it.
What happens? Well, what happens if that dog bites you? You get rabies, so you're infected with it now.
You're right.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't want to get bit by a fucking rabid fucking politician and want to run for mayor. Fuck that.
No, I don't either. Hell no. But they want you to. That's their agenda. Let's get as many people infected as we can with this crazy ass woke system and LGBTQ out the asshole and all this shit. Let's get them all fucked up. You know, why not?
Is that why they legalized marijuana?
I don't know.
I a victim of it? Am I a victim? Oh, my God.
I bet.
Jeez. I'm a victim. Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to start paying restitution now, Ron. Shit. You're a victim.
I am a victim. What?
Ooh. So.
I'm looking at some guitars right now. I'm sorry, guys. Something caught my attention. But no,
in other words,
what's that?
You can't be prosecuted for anything. But in other words, you can't be prosecuted for anything because you're addicted to marijuana, so it's not your fault.
Well, it's an act of God.
Whatever you do.
It's an act of God, yeah. Like a tree hit your fucking car, you know, it's an act of God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, something you can't control.
You smash into a building, a business, you know, through the glass and, yeah. and lose the place. It's not your fault because you're addicted to marijuana. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what. That, yes, right. And the state, the state promotes that. My
mm-hmm.
state promotes it.
Sure
we have it recreational here. We have it medical. However you want it, smoke all the weed you want. Doesn't matter. But all these rules. You know, the one I like, the best rule about this new legalized marijuana problem, is you can be driving down the road and smoke the joint in about a couple weeks, right? Get pulled over, they test you, you wind up there's marijuana in your blood system, you get a DUI. Even though you ain't stoned at all whatsoever, you're completely fucking sober. You see what I mean? That
wow.
don't work out.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah, but that's a fact. It is a fact.
Hmm.
Let's see, what can we give them to cause them to make us more money? Let's see, okay? That's the way I see them doing shit. It's, you know, we'll give them this much freedom to fuck yourself with it, and then we're going to fuck, you know, we're still going to make money. Doesn't matter. As long as we keep fucking money out of people for fucking bullshit reasons. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Bullshit reasons. Like this Trump deal with fucking Stormy Daniels. Who gives a fuck? Do you care? I don't. I mean, whatever.
He didn't do anything illegal.
You know, I mean, 120 fucking, $125,000 piece of ass. Well, fuck, you know. What are you bitching about? You should be proud of yourself. You're worth that much money. You know? But it ain't
but
her.
I mean,
she's
yeah.
the one doing it. She ain't doing shit. It's that prosecutor doing this shit. You know what I mean? Or are you fucking
right,
jealous?
Right.
Are you jealous? I'm going to ask him. Are you jealous of Stormy Daniels? Do you think she's a better looking woman than you?
you know.
Me?
No, I'm talking about the prosecutor.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the prosecutor, yes. You know.
And she was hot to Trump over Trump in the first place as far as when she got into office. She had made a promise before she even found anything.
Look at his wife now.
Yeah.
Look at her supermodel. Fuck. And look at Donald Trump. No, seriously. Do you think if he's a regular Joe Schmo motherfucker, he would not have nothing like that. I'm sorry.
Right.
All of his
but
life.
I meant as far as hot to trot, as far as just wanting to prosecute him for anything, she hates him.
He stopped Trump from fucking not becoming the president of the United States. He wants to be famous. He's the one that did it. That's all it's about. That's all it is.
Right.
Yeah. Even most.
And it's so stupid. The court should just
kick
it out.
But I would be scared to be him. If I start that kind of shit, these Trump supporters, motherfucker, you're asking to get killed. You know?
Yeah.
You're seriously asking to get
killed. Some of them are serious.
Yeah, some people go a little fucking far in that shit. They don't take that bullshit, man. You know, this motherfucker's got to be taken care of, this punk motherfucker, you know what I mean? But that's, I mean, I would say something like that. I would never do it. It'd be stupid. It went past the statute of limitation. We're talking, what, 7, 8 years ago? It's beyond it. And it's only a misdemeanor thing anyway. It's a fucking, it ain't nothing. It's nothing. You know?
What I'm concerned about is, you know, how do you rein in somebody that's on, you know, on the loose that just basically has such malice and hate and disdain for another person that they would do anything to prevent them from doing whatever or, you know, pursuing liberty and happiness and all that? She can't do that. She has no case. She has no case.
Right.
Or he has
no
case.
No. He don't. I mean, I should be your life
keep a secret
part.
For me.
I've been paying hush money
illegal.
For years. Past at least the last 7, 8 years, I paid hush money. And I should
unless
be
she was extorting money.
No,
she
I wasn't
was
doing that.
Money
I, was,
from
I, was,
him.
I was extorting my grandchildren. Here, you know, here, come here, baby. Pawpaw's got something for you. Here's $5. I go, shut the fuck up. You know, so I'm paying.
So, and
I don't
see her, Stormy.
Yeah.
That's Papa, though.
That's it. You got
That's
it.
That's why they love you. Mm-hmm.
They do. Somewhat. Not really. My youngest one hates my guts. But she's a mean motherfucker. My little 3-year-old granddaughter. She hates her Papa. She hates me. I'm bad Papa. Bad Papa. Unless she wants something. You know, take me to Walmart, Grandpa. Take me here, Papa. Get me this, Papa. I want this. And I don't care what you say about it. I'm getting it. Yeah, so.
Just lump it. Pay for it.
I just pay it. I just, whatever you want, baby, you know. I'm trying to get back to your parents as much as I can. Back as a mother. And I have yeah, no, we do swallow them a little bit. Well, quite a bit.
Sounds like
bought a
it.
New car for them.
Because they're still up.
Farm. Just to make them happy. Bought a new car
they're
for them.
They're still up right now? And that's dangerous.
My grandkids? No, they're not even here.
Yeah.
No. I send them home. I'll get them all sugared, jacked up on sugar. I send them home to their parents. That's what you do.
But in all seriousness, let me get back to Stormy. She consented.
Yeah,
it was consensual. She admitted that in an interview, you know, that the sex that they had was consensual. And him paying her money was after the fact. And it had nothing to do with change of sex, but maybe just, you know, again, if you had a secret or if I had a secret and you found out about it and it was going to affect my job or my political career or whatever, and you needed to make a little money, all right. I'll throw some money your way. That's not against the law for me to pay you to not say anything. Now, if you were to say, you give me money or I'm going to talk, now that's extortion. And then that would be on her, not on him, you know, as we all know. But, yeah, so these people that are licking their chops saying, he's finally going to get arrested. He's not going to go to jail, you know, for all the crimes that he did while he was president, but at least he's going to be behind bars. And it's like, well, shut up.
But he didn't do. What laws did he break when he was president? I don't know of any.
Me neither.
So now Biden, on the other hand, well, you got a couple more hours. We'll do a double show and we'll talk about it. It's going to take that fucking long because Biden, I mean, he's all over the fucking news all the time. You know, they, you know, about all these bank accounts, this money and shit, and this guy's trying to get it fucking happen. And he's still the president of the United States. Why isn't Kamala Harris the president? What the fuck is the problem here?
And, you know, Trump, after he left office, he actually lost money by being president. And here you have people saying, you know, that he needs to go to jail because, oh, you know, he made money while he was president. You know, he was making money on the back end of every deal he did. And it's like, no, if that were true, then how does he leave with less money than he went in with?
Right.
You know what I
mean?
Because he didn't have anything to continue building it back up. So he was just,
But Biden's going to come back with six times what he went in with. Biden's doing big money time. Big money. They hit the fucking jackpot. You know, it was great when he was fucking Obama's, you know what I'm saying? But then once he became president, well, fuck yeah, Hunter Biden don't even have to do influence peddling himself. He has somebody do it for him. You know what I mean? That's how fucking wealthy they're getting, you know? And like I said before, and I'll stick to this to the day I fucking die, I said, you know, what Biden does, he sends them $30 billion and they send half of it back to him. You know, perfect laundry service. Perfect laundry service.
Taxpayer,
millions and billions of fucking dollars, and they'll never know what the fuck ever seen it. Never know nothing. You know what I mean? So, but these bank records are showing some things. You know what I mean? So, and they don't, you know, like they talked about the one for $87,000 or some shit, like $100,000. That's a low fucking number. I said, the fuck, that's chump change. You know, but you're all fucking talking about it.
And all of that's been documented. Yeah.
Right.
It's all been documented.
Didn't they have, 151 fucking complaints from the bank? Or transactions with the bank?
Something
some
like
shit.
That, yeah.
Yeah, or something is wrong. Something about it was some fucking, they were marked. Flagged. They were flagged, right. Oh. Yes. But, you know, okay, and then, but that's okay. But if you and me do it, we're going to prison. You see what I mean? That's
And then,
and besides,
they talk about Trump.
They're asking
the only thing they have on Trump is, well, he's a racist because of the apartments and the Central Park Five, and he doesn't pay his taxes and he doesn't pay the people that used to work for him when they were building the Taj Mahal. He had a bunch of employees that he didn't pay because he filed bankruptcy for protection. And so, and it's like, well, that was like forever ago. And so let's talk more recent and why Tony Bobulinski had come forward, you know, to, because he had a conscience, number one. And number two, the Biden family owes him money because he completed a transaction for them that that he never got paid for. So, yeah, and there were other people. Not only that, but you have Hunter who threw his best friend that he grew up with under the bus. And basically he went to jail while Hunter avoided jail. Yep. So, I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You want to compare the Trumps to the Bidens?
Right. Exactly. Right. 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 My God. It's, you know, but, you know, it amazes me the people we wind up being the leader of this country, you know. I mean, in the past, I say, except Trump, the last five presidents we had were fucking crazy.
In nutcases.
Yeah. So how do we let these kind of people go here? We surely don't vote these fuckers in. Is the American public that fucking stupid? I mean, last night, the caller called in last night and said, I'm anti-American. You know, I said I was anti-American. You know, I'm talking like, and I'm like, what the fuck do you mean anti-American? Just because I don't go along with their bullshit? I don't, it's a country, the government, not the country. It has nothing to do with that to me. You know what I mean? So, but I, you know, I kind of got what he's talking about, but I still, man, no. I was born here.
The last
you know.
Five presidents we had wrong were war criminals, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's, yeah, right. There you go. Now, Biden just wants to be one, too. But now they're claiming that they're claiming that fucking Putin is fucking now doing war crimes to them children from fucking, you know, that shit. Oh, fuck, can't even remember. country. God, I'm so fucking high. Help me, people. Help me. Please quit. I need to go to Betty Ford. I got to get an appointment. My name is Ron, and I'm a marijuana addict. Welcome, Ron. It started back when I was a young kid. You know, I started smoking marijuana. The neighbor kids had some, so they got me high.
What was your name, dude?
Who?
Dude, what was your name?
You?
Yeah, you. What's your name, dude? Yeah, see? Right.
Yeah, that's it, man. But Putin is supposedly taking the kids from Venezuela, right? Bunch of children, okay? They're saying, all right? Which is a war crime. You can't do that, right? So I'm like, why the fuck would Putin take the fucking children out of that country? That don't make no fucking sense. You know, I don't think he's that fucking retarded in trying to rebrand Warsham or some fucking shit, fucking with their heads. You guys hear that shit? You hear anything about that? Have you paid attention to it? I know you had to hear about it because it's been happening. So, any of you? You all give me the silent treatment?
Oh, yeah. You know, these people, what do you got? I mean, it's like corruption, Biden, they covered up the laptop. They did all this shit. They tried to cover up the fact that he left the goddamn the receipt or whatever it was that had his name signed on to it at the computer place when he went to take it to be quote fixed. You know, so it's like, idiots are all over the place, and we have a family of corrupt idiots that are there, you know. What can you say? Now you're hearing about another one of his sisters, Biden's sisters, that Joe Biden, that is, his sisters that are getting involved in this shit. So go figure, right?
I wonder if he ever did one of his sisters.
Oh, I don't know. I know I know he did some questionable things with Ashley. With his daughter.
Ain't that insane? Your own fucking daughter. Crazy shit.
Yep. I'm going to take a shower with my 13-year-old daughter. Or
wow.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sick motherfucker.
Yeah. That's really fucking sick. And, you know, yep. Talking about kids like to rub his hair on his legs and shit. What kind
yeah.
of... What? Okay. That's a little freaky deaky there, Joey. You know? I don't know, man. What do you guys think of the near future? What do you think is going to happen by 14? Before 14, we're going to see a lot of crazy shit go down. I'm telling you, get ready for this magic fucking carpet ride. We're getting fucking hit. You'll see. It's going to be fucking retarded.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's going to get to the point of where he's not. He'll try and announce. Biden will try to announce that he's running, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, and to that point, he is going to get so bad that he's not going to be a viable candidate anymore. You know, he shouldn't be a viable candidate anyway. But right now, we're going to allow him to announce that he's running for president.
All right, hang on a second. We'll run this clip for a second. I'm going to catch part of this, so hang tight. Check this out.
Thanks, Trey.
Banks are collapsing. The stock market is a roller coaster, and many Americans are concerned about the state of our economy and the security of our banking system. Should they be? Joining us now to discuss how this impacts you and our economy, House Financial Services Vice Chair Congressman French Hill. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us. All right, I'm going to go straight to it. How worried, if at all, should we be about our banking system?
Well, Trey, it's good to be with you. The state of American banking is strong, but we have some banks with challenges because of the steep rate of interest rate increases by the Fed necessary to fight inflation caused by too lax monetary policy during the pandemic and this avalanche of federal spending. So we do have some banks struggling to cope with those steep interest rate increases.
All right, I want to play a clip from Secretary Yellen and then ask you a question on the other side.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them. This week's actions demonstrate our resolute commitment to ensure that our financial system remains strong.
All the deposits.
She was reading through a script
just
that y'all know.
Just the ones up to the FDIC limit. How did you take that?
Well, I think she means that the banks, as a general matter, are strong. And when I talked to Arkansas bankers last week and my bank commissioner, that was certainly what I heard from the banks in Arkansas. We have these individual banks with individual challenges. And what I think Secretary Yellen was pointing out is she took action last weekend to preserve those insured deposits in those banks that got in immediately quick run trouble from a Twitter run of the week before, and that she's prepared to do what it takes to make sure that Americans have confidence in the banking system.
All right, Congressman, you and I serve together, so you know most of this stuff is over my head, but I want you to explain it in a way where maybe even I can get it. I've heard about treasury notes and interest rates and cryptocurrency, but what really caused the chaos with the bank in California, which then led to some other chaos? What was the root cause in your judgment?
You bet. Well, I think two things. One, the bank management strategy, I believe, was flawed. They had 90% of their deposits, their short-term deposits, held in a few accounts over the FDIC limit. So they were very concentrated in their deposits at that bank, and 90% of those deposits were not insured by the FDIC. Secondly, they invested in the long treasury bond and long mortgage bonds, 10 years. And the longer you invest, the more at risk you are when interest rates go up fast. So they had an asset liability mismatch that put them in a tough financial position to make money, and that, I think, contributed to the run. But the second part, Trey, is equally important. The Federal Reserve knew this bank had challenges in its management structure and strategy since 2019. So where was the state bank commissioner in California and the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank? That's going to be the subject of hearings in the House Financial Services Committee.
Congressman, I feel better knowing you're there. You clearly have a grasp on the issues, and I thank you for sharing your insight with us on a Sunday night. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Trey.
Some people sign up for thankless jobs. The National Republican Congressional Committee elects a chairperson to recruit candidates, help them with their campaigns, but not too much, or else they'll be accused of putting their finger on the scale in a primary. And if you win seats, others take the credit. And if you lose seats, well, you're to blame. It's a hard job, but Congressman Richard Hudson from North Carolina has it. He identified Democrat seats he wants to flip. So let's find out who, why, and how. Welcome, Congressman Richard Hudson. How'd you come up with a list of the most vulnerable House Democrats?
Well, great to be with you, my friend. We sure miss seeing you every day in Washington. But listen, the NRCC is focused on offense. House Republicans are united. We're taking the fight to the Democrats. We believe there are 37 seats that are vulnerable, currently held by Democrats. Five of those are in Trump districts. 12 of those, or 16 of those, are in districts where the Democrat won by 5% or less. So we really feel like we have a great opportunity to pick up seats.
So if I understand you correctly, Congressman, the fact that our viewers may not see some names on there that they're familiar with, That really just means that would be a tough flip. That even though that Democrat's one they're familiar with, it just would be tough to flip that. And therefore, you got to be kind of judicious in how you use your resources. Is that a fair way of putting it?
Absolutely, Trey. Look, after redistricting, you always have less competitive seats. I think that's really the case now because state legislators have gotten so efficient at redistricting. So this is a small battleground. There are less seats in play, but we believe there are 37 Democrats that are ripe for the picking. Among those also, I have to mention, are two open seats. There's a seat in Michigan where Alyssa Slotkin is going to run for Senate. That's an R+2 district that we came very close last time. And also in California, Katie Porter also running for the Senate. That's an Orange County seat that we believe we can win.
All right, Congressman, are you also involved in recruiting candidates? Because there is some belief, at least on the Senate side, that the GOP underperformed in 2022 because of, shall we say, questionable candidate selection. So do you get involved in picking candidates?
Absolutely, Trey. The number one job is recruiting candidates. And, you know, House Republicans have done a good job of this for several cycles. If you think two cycles ago, all the prognosticators said that Republicans were going to lose seats in the House. We ended up picking up 15 seats. And this last cycle, obviously, we took the majority back. And the key to our success was recruiting great candidates who have compelling life stories who reflect their districts. And so we recruit strong candidates, and then we build strong campaigns around them, and that's how we're going to add seats this time.
You know, Congressman, you're right. You and I were friends. We traveled together. We took the airplane back home together. I thought I did a better job of convincing you not to take on difficult challenges where you're really not going to get a whole lot of credit, even if you succeed. So are you sure this is what you want to do? You sure it's what you want to do?
Well, I appreciate that, Trey. Absolutely. I'm having a blast. You know, selling this House majority across the country is a fun opportunity for me, going out and meeting these great candidates we're recruiting. There's a lot of energy out there. People are excited about the Republican majority in the House. They're excited about the things we're doing. You know, we're taking the fight to the Democrats on things like this D.C. crime bill, where 137 Democrats voted for lower sentences on violent crime in D.C. You know, we're explaining to their voters the way they're voting when they go home, when they go to Washington. I'm having a blast, and we're going to pick up seats.
Richard Hudson from the great state of North Carolina. I miss seeing you. Congratulations on being asked by your colleagues to do that. It's a huge honor, and thank you for joining us on a Sunday night.
Always a pleasure, Trey. Thanks for getting the good word out.
All right. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, man, the banking system. Huh. You know, it's one of them things people don't pay attention to until the last minute. The last minute. It's just, I mean, it's amazing how much people are so duped into believing that these fuckers care about them. You know, politics run the banks. You know, banks run the politicians. So you see why the fuck this shit's all fucking goopy and shit. Fuck. Nobody knows who the fuck's doing what. I just lost Rob and Suzette. Yeah, it's getting close to that time, man. But yeah, fuck, man, you know.
Just lost them. Yeah.
Yeah, I did lose. Well, they're in the chat room still. Okay, they're back. They bleeped out for a second. It's at California internet. I mean, goddamn, the fucking state government's fucked up. Their internet's got to be fucked up, too. Now they got water? Fuck. That's bullshit. Hi, Rob. Who's that? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Goddamn California fucking service.
Yeah, we can hear you. I accidentally picked up the phone.
I walked off the internet. Yeah, we're fucking, you know, California fucking. You know, is it the climate fucking with your phone?
Yep.
Is it the climate?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Make sure, yeah. Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah. You know, this guy walked in his doctor's office one day, and he told the doctor, my ass has been itching for about a week now. Doctor says, well, it's just the climate.
Just climate, yeah.
Yeah, just the climate. I just came up with that one, so just, you know, mark that in your
head.
And tell. It is. Just I really thought hard about that and just, you know, put the pencil to my imaginary paper and, you know, came up with that. What did I say? Yeah, fuck, man. That's, I mean, what's that?
I was going to say, you sure this morning you just looked at yourself in the mirror and you thought that joke and say, tonight I am going to unleash that joke at the proper timing. And it was,
I think it was during the time I was taking my morning constitutional. I actually read the Constitution and I spoke on it. You know, the Constitution on the date of 1776 and blah, blah, blah. All that shit. Yeah, no. But yeah, man, I this week coming up, today's Monday now, well, here in, you know, the middle of the land. So, you know, what's that market going to do today? How'd it do over the weekend? You know, it's awful funny, you know. And here's Janet Yellen saying, don't worry about the banks. Everything's going to be fine. You know, well, that interest rate, I knew when the Fed jacked up first time, I said, well, that's not going to be good yet. So it was a damn you did, damn you didn't deal. Then they jacked it up even more. They jacked up again. Oh, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. And it has. Look at now, these banks. You know, going to those long-term bonds. I mean, they used to be a good deal to get into. Back then, they weren't jacking the fucking interest rate up.
I've got one for you guys.
Okay, go for it.
Does a gun have to have a trigger?
Some type of trigger.
The reason I'm asking that is see if they passed a law say any guns that have triggers you can't use.
All guns have some type of trigger. Even a squirt gun's got a little trigger on it.
Well, you know what, Gunslinger? I think there could be a way around that. You know?
How do you figure that one?
Because I'm a genius. And that's why I'm a fucking genius. Think about it. Think about this. When you squeeze a trigger, it releases the hammer and it hits the primer and it fires, right? Right?
Right.
I had an old .22 rifle years ago, single shot .22, and you had to cock it by pulling this rod back in the back on the top of the stock. You got to cock it. What if you took the cocking mechanism out where it don't cock? You know, take out that piece that holds the spring back, you know, where the spring's loose and free. Because you got to remember that what's happening is that spring is operating the firing pin, and it slides it in to hit the primer to fire the gun, right?
Yeah.
So you got rid of the trigger mechanism, if you no longer have a trigger.
Well, you'd also be cock
ring load itself.
Well, you'd also be cockless too. See.
Well, I understand it. You won't be able to cock it, but you'll be able to fire it. You'll be able to fire it.
Almost like the rifleman, like rifleman does with the thing you pull up and down.
Yeah, but it's got a trigger. Right.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. Now, every time the rifleman does that, he's cocking that thing back. Okay.
Yes. Right. Right.
Not a semi-automatic. It's a you know, one shot, one time. But you got to keep cocking it back. But when he pumps a little, I got a rifleman 30-30.
I'm talking about if you listen, you have the fucking firing pin, which is also the plunger, everything. Okay, you got to pull it back, and the spring coils up. You know, smashes the spring. Yeah. You get the trigger, you release it. The spring shoots it forward, right? But what if you ain't got that trigger at all? You don't need the trigger. You just got to slide the spring back to where it comes completely back, smash, then let your fingers off and let it shoot like a fucking bow, and it hits the bullet and fires. You follow me now?
Well, yeah, in that case, you wouldn't need a trigger then.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Right. So, you know, there you, so Rob, there's your answer.
I knew I asked the right person. I knew I asked the right person.
But typically and generally, most guns, with your exception of that one percentage, has a trigger. Okay.
Oh, yeah, right, absolutely. Right, right. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah.
There's always exceptions to the rule. Yeah.
Always, no, always back to, always, even all the way back to the fucking, the cap and ball, you know. You know, but there again, you could get rid of that fucking trigger too by just, you know, being able to pull that fucking, that flint back and let go of it. It snaps forward and pops it and it fires. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't need trigger. Either it's just the hammer, you snap that hammer back,
right?
Hits the flint, whatever you're using.
Oh, right. And you only start my time grab back to that gun, but you know, there again, you wouldn't, it'd be hard to sight up very well. But so what? Who cares? But yeah, there. But anyway, Rob,
you can legally own a black powder pistol anywhere in the country. Yeah, you can legally own them.
Yeah, even if you're a felon.
Yeah. Now you figure that right there is a bunch of bullshit because
it don't make no fucking sense.
That thing will kill you just as dead as this fucking .357 I've got on my side right now. What's the fucking difference? It's a gun is a gun. No matter what the means of shooting the projectile out. Yeah.
Well, also we talked about this before. There's more than one way to kill a motherfucker. I mean, butter knife, rocks, bricks, ball bat.
George Zinser.
Yeah, look at that. Would turn you to fucking stone.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd turn you to stone there, no doubt. Yeah.
Like Medusa.
Was that high on the list?
You what?
Was that high on that list?
Was you high on that list?
Yeah.
Was you on the list?
What do you say, to kill a motherfucker?
No, there's different ways to kill a motherfucker. Different ways.
Okay, good. I thought you said my name, then I was high on the list.
No, do you want to be? Fuck, Rob, really? You've been smoking weed too, bro? What's up, man? Share with the group.
Kind of.
Share with the rest of the group.
I know.
Yeah, shit, that man. That's all right. God, am I on the list? I tell them, maybe. But yeah, man, such lovely friends. So, where you guys been? I know she's been on my show quite a bit here recently. Where else you been hanging out? Where you still doing a show, Suzette? All that shit.
I haven't done one in a while, but yes, I'm still with I still have yes, RC.
RC, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on Spreaker and all that.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Does that work out pretty good for him?
In what terms?
Making money and whatever. Supporting the show.
Oh, well, we had the option of monetizing the, the show or the different shows, and he chose not to because he didn't want to have people have to listen to commercials. When they're listening to playback or the podcast or whatever. We opted out of monetization.
I want people to listen to commercials, but I'm going to write them myself. I'm going to pay myself. The only thing I won't do, is accept money from myself. But anyway, I'm kidding. Yeah, that is kind of annoying.
YouTube nowadays, it's like, that's, for example, there are videos. If it's a 5-minute video, you're going to expect to get at least 2 or 3 commercials, guaranteed.
Wow.
You know, in between, unless you have paid the $11 not to have any commercials. But yeah, so it's a pain in the ass if you're listening to something and all of a sudden a commercial comes on, no warning or whatever. So yeah,
right,
we opted out.
Yeah.
So we're not really
making money. That's why I don't watch TV. I can't stand commercials. I can't stand them. I don't know if I'm a weirdo or something, maybe, possibly. But I just, you know, I keep hearing, I don't want to keep hearing the same commercial over and over. And you hear it all the time.
you know, this is J.G. Wentworth, get your money on time and all that shit. And you hear it over and over right in that fucking jingle, the song comes away, you know, called J.G.
Right.
Wentworth, got a money all time, you know.
Mesothelioma. If you have mesothelioma.
Exactly.
See these lawyers, yep, these cancer lawyers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, somebody's trying to call in here. Hang on a second. Let me try and get here. All right, 407, welcome to the show. Who are we talking with?
Yeah, my name is Nathan in Orlando. I just got one real quick thought. You got my attention just as I want to take you off your subject, but y'all were talking about guns and how deadly they are. I know a guy down in Sebring where these people are, these local farmers are trying to run him off his land, and they shot a pellet, two pellets into one of his surveillance cameras, and they're in court, and the judge, it's a little small hick town, Sebring,
right.
You know, the judge is making the case to him that, you know, a pellet gun, you know, isn't going to hurt anything, you know, what's the big deal? And he had, before that, came up with a case down in South Florida where this 14-year-old girl got shot with a pellet gun and died from it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
357 or pellet or big. Here's one, and this is what I told him. We got animals, you know, armadillos and rabbits and stuff mm-hmm. like that live out.
Right.
They're thin, thicker than mine. And if this thing can take him out, I don't want to get shot with a BB or a pellet gun. I just want to make that point. I didn't want to get you off.
I had a friend lose an eye over a fucking pellet rifle.
I shot an armadillo when they come up in my yard. And I shoot them in the tail, and they would jump. And I'd shoot them in the tail, and they'd eventually get out of the yard. And went this
right.
one guy one day, he wasn't moving. He would stay in the yard. So I hit him in the chest area, and he started walking slow and stopped.
Right.
You know? So I had to get him out of my yard and throw him into a ditch. So, yeah, any gun is dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Anything projectile, you know, shoots on. I mean, I own an air rifle, but, I mean, I actually own a few air rifles, but... I got a Beeman, but it's a .22 caliber air rifle, all right? And it'll kill a squirrel in a heartbeat. It's got the same power, velocity and power as a .22 round. You know,
yeah,
but it's an air rifle.
The skin on that squirrel, because he lives out in the wild, is a lot tougher than mine or yours.
Well,
I don't want to get shot with it.
Right, but it's the fur. The skin's not as thick, the fur helps a lot. But yeah, man, you're right. I mean, yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a weapon. It's still a weapon. You know, it don't matter. But they categorize everything. You know, they seem to categorize every fucking thing you ever do. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. That's what they do. Anyway, hope that helped you out a little bit on that one. But yeah, man, it's something else, man.
Well, here's something in from Oklahoma. This will be right down your alley there, Ron. Says a federal judge in Oklahoma has ruled, and this is February 7th, so just last month, that a federal law prohibiting people who use marijuana from owning firearms is unconstitutional. The latest firearms regulations after the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority set new standards for reviewing the nation's gun laws. Isn't that interesting?
Mm. Yeah, well, that's why I don't own firearms, because I'm a pot smoker. You know, so I don't like guns. Guns are dangerous.
Yeah, they're very dangerous, aren't they?
I feed them. I do. I scared the shit out of them. You know, a piece of hot lead more than me. Fuck that. I'm fragile.
Don't you like that hot lead?
The old lead eardrop. Yeah.
Yeah. Lead sandwich.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Obama liked that hot lead in his ass.
Oh, yeah. From Michael. Anyway, I'm sorry. Suzette, can you send me an email to link to your show with RJ?
Yeah. No problem.
I'll catch the show.
Okay.
See my ugly face show up. Oh, my God, there's Ron Rack. Fuck. Don't let him in. Don't let him in.
All right, I'll send that to you. No problem.
All right, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, we're getting down to like the last 8 minutes of this fucking crazy show. Craziness, craziness.
Yep. Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring Jesus into your heart tonight. Praise the Lord. Please send that love gift to
retard.
Crazy Nation Radio, and you know, send that seed that we can grow it for you. And the more you send of the seed, the more we'll grow for you, the more you'll get. So, you know, send $1,000, send, you know, $100,000, send $500,000, $1,000,000, you know, and it will prosper for you. And I need a new jet. I need a new jet to go around to, you know, to do my work, to spread the gospel to people and tell them they need to give me money too. So once everybody keeps getting his money, we're just going to keep on going because we're going to keep on getting money, and we're going to keep going more places to get more money from more people. So you need to send the love gift in for $1,000,000, and it's a tax write up. You can write it off. You know, we are just a blessing of the Lord. I talked to God yesterday. We met at the liquor store and got a couple six packs and went down to crack and smoked a joint, and just, you know, we need to fix this banking problem. We need to fix the banking and the economy, and, you know, we got to fix the fucking climate. This climate is making people weird out like no truck tomorrow. You think everybody was taking a hit of acid? Oh my God, are you blaming it on the fucking what do they call them fucking things? It's in the sky. You know, they're flying them jets and it's putting out that poison shit. What do they call it? No. No, you don't hear about it much anymore. Chemtrails. Chemtrails. Yeah, I knew Kim. Yeah, chemtrails. Yeah, I know her. Yeah, she's a pretty cool chick. Yeah, I know Kim. Chemtrails. But yeah, we haven't heard nothing about that lately, have we? Nobody bitching about that one. You know, that's how come everybody got COVID. Fucking spray it on. Spray on the COVID. Bring on the COVID, motherfucker. And now that's coming out. You know, and then the fucking surrection or the fucking thing on the 6th. That goddamn bullshit. Wasn't that something else? Just wow. Christ. The guy's walking. You see him walking with the cops. The shaman, or where the fuck he's supposed to be. He's walking with the pigs. What is he doing wrong? He was doing something wrong. Why wouldn't the police stop him? You know what I mean? That I know y'all seen the videos. You've had to. This guy, that new shit, mm-hmm. That he tucked across that fucking speaker's house. Get the fuck out. That was fucking nuts, wasn't it?
Well, we all knew there was more to the story than what was being told originally. But, it's interesting to see that video. And
it was.
Absolutely.
It's crazy, isn't it? They would go that far to lie to us that much. That just proves these motherfuckers are liars. Fake news is real. But you got to remember something. The government was one holding the shit. You know, too.
Yeah.
So they can kind of sneak their worm out of that a little bit. No. But they know. They knew. They knew everybody they fucking knew. Dirty bastards.
Well, yeah. They had that one officer that was saying, we're being set up.
Right.
And he knew what he was telling his coworkers or his colleagues or whatever while they were trying to maintain the crowd, which really wasn't going crazy. There was about a handful, and that was it. But nevertheless, so we're being set up, and then go to find out after this is all over, he got fired. The news didn't mention that. I didn't know that, but
right.
He had an interview.
Right.
And so he got fired, and the person, his superior, that he was calling upon in order to get permission or approval to move the people in the Senate to the safe space never replied to him, so he did it on his own, and that's why he got fired. And she got promoted.
Ain't that bigger. Of course. Do the right thing, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's the opposite. It is the opposite effect anywhere, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't mean what you think it means. It means something else now. know, let's change the fucking English. Let's change the fucking language. Let's change the fucking everything. It, you know, how many meanings does one word have? You know, how do you know what meaning you mean if the word has more meanings than one fucking thing? You know what I mean? How do you, you know, it just don't make no sense. It's crazy, you know, unless it's written out as something maybe more of like a paragraph, not just a one word. One word with 10 definitions. Yeah, okay, that's nice. It could mean
well, that's what they call the doublespeak.
Right,
or some,
right.
What is it, Helig dialogue or something like that? I know
right.
I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I can't remember it either. It's in my head. I know it, but I can't get it out.
I know.
But yeah, man, I don't know. It's just it's crazy. This world we live in today is just a fucking nut house. I mean, goddamn. I mean,
you want to sit in the corner and go.
Yeah, you do.
You know,
yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, maybe this shit will pass. You know, maybe it'll go on. You know, I won't give a fuck no more. I think more motherfuckers have stress around fucking politics and money than anything in the world. You know what I mean? Just fuck me. I mean, why can't people treat each other fucking with humanity? You know, common sense and the truth. You know, do the right thing. You know, that separates the wrong thing. You know, doing the right thing separates the wrong thing. But no, we can't have that. We're going to make the wrong thing the right thing. And then, of course, you know, they hear it at churches. You hear it at the fucking church. Yeah, well, the devil will tell you one thing and make you believe it to be the truth, but you know it's not, you know. Well, it happens all the time.
Right.
What are you fucking talking about, Reverend?
Fuck that.
Yes, but that's the life.
Pass the plate. Pass the plate.
And when you're basically every day, you know, 24 hours a day, told basically that the person that's not with you is against you, and they're your enemy. They're your enemy. They're your enemy. Then they start to believe it. You know. All humanity is lost after that. You know, this is a person, not your enemy. It's a person.
Uh-huh.
What did they do that made them your enemy? You know, I don't know. I don't know. Or, you know, look it up.
Right. Hooligan dialect. Is that what we're saying? Lightweight. All right. Welcome to show for quick 30 seconds, but yeah, because I'm already canning this show. So, all right, kids, tomorrow's Monday morning. Fuck it. God damn it. We're saying the fucking
Monday.
It always is. So, you know, but we got to do what we got to do. What'd you say, Mikey?
It is Monday morning.
I know that, but I got something to do. I got to do like in 5 hours. So, you know.
All right. I guess we'll see you later.
I'm going to go pass out for a while and think about y'all. So. That's funny. But anyway, I will try to do a show again tonight. I'll try to keep it going as much as I can. So, you know, keep it looking
right.
For my goodness. You know, so hang out with us.
Okay.
You know, of course, you know, be a follower. That's it. All right. All right. I'm going to throw some Lenny Kravitz up, and we're going to get the fuck out of here, my children of the corn. I'll see you guys next
where they can simply hide. Let's fade into the sun, let the spirit fly. We'll be our one, just for a little fun. Oh, oh, oh yeah! I want to get away.
Fly away, yeah, yeah.